Before we jump into Lonzo Ball, I need to get a couple of things out of the way with you guys. First, I want to thank you guys for all the support. This past week has been one of the best weeks that we've had on the channel in a while. Gained 40 new subscribers in the last couple of days. The viewership numbers are up. Every analytical measure for the channel is up double digits. I haven't done anything differently, I don't think. I think the only reason that we have seen a spike in numbers is your guys' support of the channel. So thank you for that. I really do appreciate it. And number two, several of you guys have commented on the audio and the visual background that I know is not aesthetically pleasing. I know that. I'm working on both. I know we have some audio problems. I'm converting one of my bedrooms into a studio as we speak. Buying a new microphone this week, looking into a new camera as well. If any of you guys have suggestions, let me know in the comments below. I'm not a sound engineer, so I'm trying to work through the audio kinks. I actually had to move into the room that I'm in right now because of the echo in my living room. I still have to temper the volume a bit because it echoes just a little bit in here too, just not as bad. Anyway, I wanted to tell you guys all that because I am working on all this stuff. I'm aware of it, so just bear with me in the meantime. We're going to get it fixed. All right, let's get to work. We are nearing the end of the NBA season, and once again, the Lonzo Ball rumors are picking back up. It seems like every couple of weeks this year, Lonzo Ball has been on the chopping block. Now, he's entering free agency this offseason, though he's going to be a restricted free agent. And for those of you that don't know, when an NBA player is a restricted free agent, his current team maintains the rights to him. They can match any offer that another team presents. And if that happens, the player remains on the current team. In this case, in New Orleans. Lonzo Ball would remain in New Orleans. This rule, for lack of a better term, was designed to help small market teams keep the players that they draft for the first 7 or 8 years of their career. In the case of Lonzo Ball, he has been linked to damn near every team in the NBA at some point this season. Lonzo Ball is going to the Bulls. Lonzo Ball is going to the Knicks. Lonzo Ball wants out of New Orleans. And it's all lies. It's all garbage. I don't know how many times I have to explain this or how many times Lonzo Ball has to say it himself, but he enjoys playing in New Orleans. He likes it here. He was asked about playing in New Orleans just a couple of weeks ago, and he said that he was comfortable in New Orleans. He likes playing alongside Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson. Now, this is important, and it's often overlooked when people are talking about Lonzo Ball's future. He was never comfortable in Los Angeles. The spotlight was too bright. The criticism from the media and the fans was relentless. He was overshadowed by LeBron James. Some guys are just not cut out for big media markets like Los Angeles. And that's okay. That's fine. Lonzo Ball is reserved. He's a quiet dude. He would rather Zion get all the media attention than have the magnifying glass on himself. Now, the latest team to be linked to getting Lonzo this offseason is the Golden State Warriors. There were actually rumors that David Griffin offered them Lonzo Ball at the trade deadline in exchange for some draft picks and Kelly Oubre Jr., but Golden State actually turned him down. I've said this many times, but this offseason is critical for David Griffin. I was excited when Gail Benson hired him. I mean, this was the guy that supposedly turned around the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, the NBA's version of a dump. He was sold to us as a miracle worker. It is starting to look like the real miracle worker in Cleveland was LeBron James. David Griffin just got the credit for it. What doesn't get talked about, after the Cavs won that title and LeBron eventually left, they were handcuffed with bad contracts that David Griffin had handed out. The dude struck gold with Zion upon arriving in New Orleans. He really did. And he made the best out of the Anthony Davis situation by bringing us Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, Lonzo Ball. But if he allows Lonzo to walk this offseason, or if he pulls off a sign and trade, then the little bit of faith that I have left in David Griffin will evaporate. It'll be gone. I understood his reasoning behind hiring Stan Van Gundy. I understood it. In David Griffin's mind, he could teach these young guys how to play defense. That's what Van Gundy's forte is. The problem is Stan Van Gundy has a horrible track record when it comes to his effectiveness coaching young teams and young players. Now, with rumors of the Pelicans not interested in paying Lonzo Ball $20 million a year heating back up, I'm starting to question David Griffin's sanity again. The only way a Lonzo Ball trade to Golden State works for the Pelicans is if you can get Steph Curry in return. That ain't happening. So it should be in discussion. This should not even be up for consideration. Plus, if you're Lonzo Ball, why the hell would you want to go to Golden State? You'd be coming off the bench. You're not starting over Steph Curry or Klay Thompson. And if you're David Griffin, why the hell would trading Lonzo Ball even be up for discussion? This dude is developing into an all-star. He has great chemistry with both Zion and Brandon Ingram. I am so sick and tired of Lonzo Ball being blamed for the Pelicans' struggles. I saw an article this morning talking about how Lonzo Ball's inconsistent and has fallen off once again late in the season. I don't know if anyone else has noticed this, but the whole damn team is inconsistent. Zion Williamson's great offensively, sucks at defense. So does Brandon Ingram. Inconsistency is common with young teams. It's called growing pains. The Athletic reported this week that an anonymous NBA scout says that Lonzo Ball is no longer an impactful defender. You guys know how much I just love anonymous quotes, anonymous sources, people afraid to put their name by what they say. Clearly, this NBA scout is an idiot, or he's just made up, which is probably why he wanted to stay anonymous when saying something this stupid. Are Lonzo Ball's defensive numbers down this season? Yes, of course they are. But that's because the Pelicans as a unit are one of the worst defensive teams in the NBA. It's also because he's been sharing the court most of the season with Eric Bledsoe, who was once one of the best defenders in the league. I guess his defense got lost in transit when he flew from Milwaukee to New Orleans, because I haven't seen Eric Bledsoe commit to defense all year. It must be a disease or something in New Orleans when it comes to playing defense, because no one does it, except Lonzo Ball. I say all the time that stats are misleading, and in the NBA, stats don't always truly represent a player's effectiveness. As of April 28th, Lonzo Ball had shared the floor with Eric Bledsoe for about 1,000 minutes. Now, at this point, he had only played around 1,400 minutes all season, so he is essentially playing the entire game alongside Eric Bledsoe. His defensive rating with Eric Bledsoe is a 117.6. In other words, it's god-awful. Now, you remove Eric Bledsoe from the equation, Lonzo Ball's defensive rating is a 108.1, which would make him a top five defender in the NBA. You have to actually watch games to understand Lonzo Ball's effectiveness on defense, because most of the things that he does, it doesn't show up on a stat sheet. I know fans and media in New Orleans, and also David Griffin, everyone is frustrated with the Pelicans this season. Everybody is. But that frustration comes from the fact that there were unfair expectations placed upon this team going into the season. It also comes from the fact that there have been unfair expectations placed on Lonzo Ball his entire career. Coming into the NBA as a number two draft pick, being selected to a team like the Lakers, the expectation was for Lonzo Ball to turn the Lakers around, be the face of the franchise, a superstar player. That's not who Lonzo Ball is or ever will be. He will never be a Kobe Bryant or a LeBron James. Lonzo Ball is not the number one guy on your team, and that's okay. He will never be that. Lonzo Ball, to me, he's a Dennis Rodman type player. And let me explain what I mean. When I say that, what I mean is, he's one of those players that you need to win a championship, but his effectiveness, his true value, will never show up on paper. Dennis Rodman was never a statistical monster. But just ask Michael Jordan. The Bulls needed him to win. It's the same with Lonzo Ball in New Orleans. He makes the type of plays that no one else on the team will make. He does the dirty work. This team needs him. Zion Williamson needs him. If you want to keep Zion long-term in New Orleans, you've got to keep him happy. And an easy way to do that is to keep Lonzo Ball. Like I said a second ago, the expectations on this Pelicans team coming into the season, they were just unrealistic. Stan Van Gundy changed the entire offense. They had a limited training camp, very few practices throughout the season. These young guys are basically learning on the fly. They're learning in games instead of learning in practice. The playoff expectations, they were unrealistic to begin with. The problem with the Pelicans, they can be fixed. These are problems that can be fixed. But for that to happen, someone has got to find a way to get Zion and Brandon Ingram to commit to defense. Lonzo Ball is not the problem. Zion and B.I. are the problem. You don't fix the problems on defense by trading away the best young defender that you have. It's just ridiculous. I have the perfect solution to fix the defense. Let's trade our best defender. Does that make any sense to you? Now, historically, the Pelicans have had trouble getting great players to come to New Orleans. Now you have a guy like Lonzo Ball that actually wants to be here. And your franchise player wants to play with him, wants to keep him. And you're constantly shopping him around the league? If David Griffin screws this up, allows Lonzo Ball to leave this offseason, mark my words, it will be the first step in Zion Williamson eventually leaving New Orleans. All right, let me hear what you guys think. Should the Pelicans trade Lonzo Ball to Golden State this offseason if they can get Kelly Oubre and maybe a couple of draft picks in return? Or do you feel like I feel? Do you think Lonzo is a key piece to the Pelicans' future? Is he worth $20 million a year? I think he is. What do you think? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys on Tuesday.